When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, June 18th edition. Hope everybody had a good Thursday. Fun one. The Astros went bananas. Braves, not so much. Fun slate all around. Hope we had some good times. We saw some green screens in the Fantasy DJ and Slack chat, so that's always good. If you'd like to get in there, just hit me up on Twitter at BDentric with your email, and we will take care of that. Also, if you like some season-long fantasy baseball, check out the Bench with Bubba podcast. Recording twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. Just wrapped up an episode with Brock Miller, Brock Ness Monster, on Thursday. I'll drop for you Thursday night, Friday morning for your listening pleasure. And also catch my written content at rotoballer.com Monday, Wednesday, Friday, the premium values article. So get all the goodies right there. And if you'd like to join the premium for the rest of the baseball season, get season long and DFS, use promo code Bubba for a discount on that one. All right, 15 game slates on a Friday. We'll try to run through this one as quick as possible for you. Totals on the slate: Indians, Pirates, 8.5, Mets, Nationals, 9, Cardinals, Braves, 9.5, Twins, Rangers, 8.5, White Sox, Astros, 8.5, Brewers, Rockies, Coors Field Special, 10.5, Tigers, Angels, 9.5, Phillies, Giants, 8.5, Reds, Padres, 8.5, Rays, Mariners, 7.5. So lots of 8.5s and above, lots of offense coming your way. Let's go game by game and break her on down for you. Cleveland at Pittsburgh is one of those games you can almost just cross off. You got JC Mejia, Chad Kuhl. Mejia's been good lately, doesn't go super deep into games. You got Chad Kuhl, who's just not so cool. So if you want to go with some cheap Cleveland bats, you can. Like, J-Ram's not cheap, but he's in play. But you got the likes of Bobby Bradley's down to $3,800, went deep again on Thursday. Edmer Rosario's 36. Eddie Rosario went deep, he's 36. You got some cheapies there, like Josh Naylor's even down there, Harold Ramirez. A lot of value to be had with Cleveland if you need it. I'm not fully in on Cleveland versus Chad Kuhl. I can be talked into it if the lineup looks right or I need extra value for some reason come lineup building time on Friday. Right now, I just want some value, looking for home run value with Bobby Bradley potentially, or a cheap shortstop in cash games like Amed Rosario, stuff along those lines. Then same with Pittsburgh. I'm not looking to attack Mejia and the Indians bullpen if I don't have to, but you can get a very cheap Brian Reynolds at $3,000. I can always get signed up for that. I like that price tag quite a bit. One of the best hitters in baseball right now. At 3K, like, I like Adam Frazier. He's 4,100. Still not too expensive. Brian Hayes, 43. For me, it's pretty much the value in Brian Reynolds, some Cleveland value, and we move right along. New York Mets at the Washington Nationals. Eric Fetty versus Joey Lucchesi. Fetty was solid his last time out against the San Francisco Giants. He threw 5 shutout with 7 Ks, but still 5 innings. He's basically 5 innings in 3 of his last 5 starts. It's a little sketchy there. You got a Mets team who's hitting better, so I'm just going to pass and go with bats on this one as well. And I don't mind attacking Joey Lucchesi. Juan Soto hits lefties just fine. Don't worry about that. You have Yan Gomes who's heating up. He's 4,900. You got Trey Turner. Ryan Zimmerman probably faces a lefty, so it's an expensive national stack, but you can go there. I'm not locked into that right now. What I do prefer, though, is give me some New York Mets, as they are still very, very affordable. You got Dom Smith's only 4,400. You got Joey VR is still only 4,200 bucks. You got Lindor's only 41, so some nice value to be had. Even if you want McKinney at 32, he's about in 6th for the Mets. So you get some nice left-handed value in that Mets lineup, and then you can mix and match some other pieces. So I don't mind a Minis Mets stack if you want to go that route versus Eric Fede. Toronto at Baltimore. We have the Robbie Ray, Bruce Zimmerman matchup. Robbie Ray, I like quite a bit on this slate. $9,300 at the Baltimore Orioles, an Orioles team that over the last 3 weeks, striking out 20% of the time versus lefties, not bad. Hitting 325 with a 225 ISO and a 154 WRC+. I'd say they are hitting lefties quite well, but we got Robbie Ray coming to town. 6 or more innings pitched in 3 straight starts. 6 or more innings pitched in 4 of his last 5 in those 4 starts. 25 or more DK points. 7 or more Ks. He has 10 or more Ks in 2 straight starts. Robbie Ray's been doing it against some good offenses as well. So Robbie Ray at 93, I like quite a bit versus the Baltimore Orioles. If you want to hope Baltimore stays red hot versus left-handed pitching after those stats I just read you, you can stack them up. They're very, very affordable. They got Cedric Mullins is cheap at 4,100, but even cheaper. Mountcastle is 36. Santander is 33. Austin Hayes is 3,000. So you get some very nice, cheap, right-handed power with the Baltimore Orioles if you choose to go that route, which be contrarian, quite contrarian, because I like Robbie Ray quite a bit. I think a lot of people will like Robbie Ray. And the Toronto bats versus Bruce Zimmerman, sign me up. Like, Toronto's not as red hot as Baltimore is against left-handed pitching, but they're still hitting 270 with a 156 ISO and a 118 WRC plus. You got Vladito at 6K, Bichette at 58. Bichette is really starting to heat up. Wrote about him in the free DK picks on Thursday. Just his overall production of late has been great. You got Grichik versus a lefty at 38. Gurriel's there. Teoscar, he was placed on paternity leave on Thursday, so you probably won't get some Teoscar, but there will be value. Maybe you get another 2K Reese McGuire to start a catcher if you want, but the Vladito-Bichette combo is very expensive. Simeon's 5K. It's an expensive start to your list, but it's very, very good, and then you can mix in some of the Grichik and Gurriel values if you choose. But Toronto, very nice stack on your Friday. Baltimore, a nice contrarian stack if you want to go there. Oakland at the New York Yankees, James Caprillion, Jameson Taillon. I love Caprillion as a pitcher. Do not love him in Yankee Stadium. So I'm passing on both pitchers here. And it's all about the A's stack for me. Like, I like Caprillion enough not to stack the Yankees. So I'm going to kind of stay away from that. You can always play the Yankees if you want, or Urshela and company. Urshela went deep, almost double donged on Thursday. Stanton went deep. There's always options there. But the A's I like quite a bit. The A's bats are red hot. They're facing Jameson Taillon. He's given up 10 earned runs in his last two starts. It's a team we can definitely exploit. Matt Olson at $5,900 is a very, very nice pay-up spot in this matchup. He's hitting 400 over his last 10 games with three home runs, averaging 10.5 points over his last 10 games. Olson's almost hitting 300 on the season. That's wild to think of Matty Olson that way. But $5,900 for his tie-on is something you can definitely exploit. I think he finds that short porch in right field for the Athletics on Friday. And then you can just get cheaper. Matt Chapman is swinging one of the hottest bats in baseball right now. You got Mark Canha swinging it really well. But they're still priced up, so you can go there for sure. There will be plenty of value. But if you need to save, you know, Lowry's down to 46. Laureano is back. He's only 38. He returned on Wednesday, went deep in his first start back. Very nice value with Laureano at $3,800. Mitch Moreland's only 31, probably DHing, short porch and right. Same philosophy. Like, I'd rather have Matt Olson, but if you want to save cash and be different, Mitchie two bags at $3,100 could be Mitchie four bags for you. And then Tony Kemp's only 26. Seth Brown's only 26. Two very, very cheap plays. Kemp's been batting like second. That's outstanding at $2,600. So I like the A's a lot tonight. I think there's one there, one I really want to exploit against Jameson Taillon. Love Matt Olson, but if you can't afford it, Mitchie two bags is fine. Love the Tony Kemp value. Love the Laureano value personally at $3,800. And then you can mix in some of your other options with Chapman and Connors company, because I think the A's pop off for you on Friday. St. Louis at Atlanta in this one. We got Carlos Martinez versus Max Fried. Fried's been very, very inconsistent this year. You got a Cardinals team that's been slumping quite a bit. I get it. They have slumped a ton. And over the last couple weeks, striking out 25% of the time, hitting 278, 157 ISO, 115 WRC plus. So you can go Fried if you want. I'm pretty much passing on the pitching this game. Not so sure I'm going to play St. Louis either, as they just ice cold right now. It's a 15-game slate. So I'm going to try to be kind of pick my poisons type situation. But I do like going back to Atlanta. Atlanta let us down. They scored some runs, but they should have done so much more versus John Gant. Tons of balls in play. Typical John Gant BS. We'll be back fading them again next week. But Atlanta kind of let us down. Go back to them tonight. They're expensive. They let people down. Recency bias, bigger slate, much lower ownership. Go back to Acuna at 63. Continues to be an absolute monster. You can go to Freddie Freeman if you like, but Ozzie Albies did have a decent game. He's 4,600 against Carlos Martinez. Carlos Martinez still pitching to a lot of contact. So you got that going for you with Albies, Acuna, Freeman, and then don't forget the cheapies. You know, Gabriel Heredia went deep. He's $2,500, but Almonte's 24, and he's hitting cleanup for the Atlanta Braves. So you get some nice cheapy there in your Braves stack as well. Miami at the Chicago Cubs, surprisingly not an early Friday day game in Wrigley, but you got Zach Davies, and it's been a revolving door. Every time I've looked at it, it's been Pablo Lopez, to be determined, Zach Thompson. I don't know who's really pitching for Miami, but I'm not too worried about it. Zach Davies, on the other hand, can be a nice value play at $7,300 on DK. He's put up 20 or more points in two straight starts. He's thrown six innings or more in back-to-back starts, no earned runs, 6Ks and 4Ks, which is really good for what Zach Davies has been showing you. Maybe he's finally getting comfortable. I don't know. But if at $7,300, he's got the upside you're looking for, especially against Miami offense. striking out 24% of the time, only hitting 244 with a 108 WRC plus over the last few weeks. So Davies is a punt option if you need one on this slate. But if you want to take some value with Marte at 46 and Chisholm at 4K, I don't mind it either. I'm not going to go full stack with Miami. Do have some value plays there. But keep an eye on who's starting for Miami. It looks like it won't be a big-time pitcher, probably a bullpen game. So you got the Bryants, the Rizzos, the Jock Jams. They're all expensive. Javi Baez is 47. He did go deep the other day. But Ian Happ's 42. You might get some other values. I just don't feel like paying up for the Cubs tonight with some other pay-up spots that are much, much better. But it could be a nice low-owned spot if things break the way we want. Right now, not on the Cubs, but keep an eye on that one. Ownership might dictate a little bit of Cubs action in a juicy matchup. Minnesota at Texas. We got Jose Barrios versus Mike Foltynewicz. Barrios, $8,500. Sign me up. The dude has been an absolute monster of late. Six innings or more in three straight starts, which is great to see. He's given up two runs or less in three of his last four starts. Six Ks or more in four of his last five starts. He's put up 20 or more points in four of his last five starts. $8,500 at the Texas Rangers, an offense that's been absolutely dreadful, striking out 25% of the time. First right-handed pitching over the last few weeks with a 213 average, 119 ISO, 76 WRC plus. Love me some Barrios. He's cash game viable. He's GPP viable. Very, very much in play for me tonight. There's not like a real ace like Robbie Ray, Jose Barrios. Those are the kind of guys we're looking at so far. Definitely get me some Barrios at 8,500. We fade Mike Foltynewicz in this house. So that's all we got to say there. Nelly Cruz is 55. Went deep the other day. He's got a good history against Folty if you want to go there. Otherwise, you want lefties versus Folty. Polanco's 49, very good spot there. But you got the Kirilloff at 4K. You got Larnach at 33. So you can get some value there. And then Luis Arias is back off the IL. He's 27 versus Folty. That's some goodies. And if you want a cheap catcher in Jeffers, I'm always about that cheap catcher for the Minnesota Twins. I'm not really fading Barrios, so I'm not even going to get into the Texas bats. If they hit him, they hit him. Chicago White Sox at the Houston Astros. You got Rodon versus Garcia. I love Rodon as a pitcher. I just can't go up against this red-hot Astros team. Even without Bregman, even without Kyle Tucker, they put up a 10 spot on Dylan Cease, and that was my number. Braves and Astros, my top two stacks. So if you did things right, you still had a good night, even though the Braves let us down. So there's still good stuff there. And I'll go back to Houston as a contrarian look. Not as in love with them on Friday as I was on Thursday, but still very contrarian angle there. I do like Luis Garcia at 89. It's funny. He's more expensive than Jose Barrios, but outside of his last start, we only went 4 1/3. He's been outstanding. Six or more innings in his three previous starts. One run or less in his three previous starts. He's struck out seven or more or six or more in like five of six starts. He's been a 20 plus point DK machine. He's $8,900 against this White Sox team that is really, really struggling, striking out 25% of the time, hitting 238 with a 151 ISO and 102 WRC plus over the last few weeks. So Garcia, I think people will overlook him when you got Ray at 93, you got Barrios at 85. They won't play Garcia. I think Garcia is a very good tournament play, not a cash game play, but a very, very good tournament play at $8,900. Looking at the bats in this game, though, if you want to attack Rodon to be contrarian, I'm with you. Altuve went deep again on Thursday. He is just hitting everything. He's $5,600. I like that quite a bit, but we got some value. Like, you could go Jordan if you want, but Gurriel's 43. We know Gurriel loves hitting his lefties. Decent history against Rodon as well. Brantley can hit lefties just fine. He's 36, but you got Chaz McCormick at 3K. He hit second on Thursday, so maybe they move him up with the mix and matching of the empty lineup. You got Maldonado at 25 catching, but Miles Straw is 25. I like that. Then Abraham Toro is $2,400. He played third in replacement of Bregman. He went deep, went 2 for 4 with a homer, four ribbies, a stolen base. He put up 30 points on Thursday. Will he do that every game? Hell no. He's not this good of a ball player. But at $2,400, you got Toro at 24, Straw at 25, Maldonado at 25. You can get a back-end stack and wrap it around with Altuve and do it very, very affordable. Like, you can make there Chaz McCormick's 3K. If McCormick gets second, you could legit go Toro, Straw, Maldonado, Altuve, and McCormick. Four of the five guys are 3K or less, and that could be a sneaky, productive stack. It could be a complete dud because it's against Rodon, but it could be sneaky productive for really, really cheap if you want to go that route. Boston at Kansas City. Got Nick Pivetta versus Jackson Coar. Pivetta's $8,200. Pivetta's been very, very inconsistent of late. If you want to go there, you can. One thing Pivetta does, even when he's struggling, he strikes guys out. Six or more Ks in like his last six starts and eight of his last 10 starts. Even when he struggles, he gets strikeouts. It's a Kansas City offense striking out less than 20% of the time versus righties, though. That's over the last 3 weeks. That's the bugaboo. So I'll probably just pass on Pivetta in this one. Usually I'd go there on a like smaller slate. Bigger slate, don't think we need to force it $300 more and get Berríos. I'd rather pay $700 more and get Garcia if you want to be contrarian. So I'm going to pass on Pivetta tonight. But Jackson Coar, I'm rooting for the kid. I think he's much better than his performance has shown so far. But, man, give me these Red Sox bats. I think Red Sox will be super popular tonight. That's the only downside. But Devers at 57, Bogarts, Verdugo's only 43. There's a ton to like with the Red Sox against Coar. I hope Coar figures it out. I hope he shuts the Red Sox down. I really do. But so far, he can't find the strike zone. You'll get a lot of Royals bullpen. It could get interesting. Flip side, if you think Pivetta continues to struggle, the Royals could be one of the sneakier low-owned stacks. This could be like a shootout-type game. Salvi Perez is 53. That's still pricey, but not bad. Witt's 52. But your value does come into play here. You got Adalberto Mondesi's back. He's $3,900. He homered on Wednesday in his return back. So it's a very nice value with Mondesi at 39. Not that in love with Soler, but in a tournament, if you're stacking Soler's 35, Dozier's 3K, that's fine. But like the Mondesi side of things here, and then you can mix and match some other pieces, could be very nice. Even if it's Mondesi, Sal Perez, and Whit Merrifield, it's expensive, but you can definitely make it work. I think Mondesi at 39, period, is a very, very good value. Probably even cash game viable. Like in reality, if you want to save, you just play a Rosario in cash at 36 against Chad Kuhl. That's a great price tag. But Mondesi at 39 is not bad as well. Let's head to Coors Field, Milwaukee at Colorado in this one. You got Corbin Burnes versus Antonio Sensatella. Woodruff had a horrible first inning. He got comfortable after that, but still not the best of nights. Burnes at 10-2. He struggled in his last couple starts, especially his last start. Spin rates were down, folks, so something to keep in mind. But if you want to go in a tournament with Burnes, no problem with that at all. Like, the dude's one of the best pitchers in baseball. Let's hope it's not all sticky stuff related. But you can go to Burnes at 10-2 if you want. No Sensatella for me. Marquez, though, how about that, folks? 5,500 was pretty good, wasn't he? All right, we do like bats in this one. Like, Yelich is 61. It's expensive. If you're fully stacking Milwaukee, you can still go to Yelich. But you got Omar Narvaez at 46. You got Vogelbach at 45. Avisel Garcia at 46. Luis Urias had a big three-run double. He's 44. A lot of affordable pieces. Like, they're super cheap ones, Jackie Bradley Jr. and a few others. But that Urias, Adames, Vogelbach, Garcia, Narvaez, all in the mid-4K range, beautiful. You can not even use Yelich that way and save some cash. So I like that Milwaukee stack. Attack Sensatella, attack, attack, attack. But if you want, you can also go with some Colorado to be contrarian. We saw them be productive against Woodruff. Not a ton of production, but we saw it. So if you want to go there, McMahon at 53, I'm always a fan of. But you got like Hampson, he went deep. He's 43. Krohn is heating up. So keep that in mind at 42. Tapia is only 34 leading off. So you can definitely go to Colorado if you want. I'm going Milwaukee in this one. I'm just going to respect Burnes. They hit him. 15-game slate. I'll be different in enough places. So give me the Milwaukee stack. And if you really want some Corbin Burnes, like if I'm doing 20 max Corbin Burnes, I want like three Corbin Burnes lineups. I want some just in case he goes full Corbin Burnes. You're going to want some of that action. Detroit of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim in this one. You got Shohei threw well for us on Thursday, didn't he? You got Alex Cobb versus Jose Urena. Cobb's been decent this year. Got hit around a ton at Arizona's last time, but previous to that, 7 innings, 5 earned, 6 Ks against Seattle. Still put up almost 19 points. 7 innings, 3 hits, no earned, 8 Ks against the A's. 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned, 4 Ks. He's put up 18 or more points in 4 of his last 5 starts, 4 straight before that last blow up against Arizona. So if you want to go Cobb at 88, you can to be contrarian. Again, I'd rather have Garcia at 89. I'd rather have Berríos at 85. But if you want to mix it up, Cobb against Detroit, you can definitely exploit. Detroit striking out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching, but a 240 average, 197 ISO, 103 WRC+. I could still see using Cobb if you need to. But more importantly, I like the Angels' bats. They're super expensive. Otani's 58. Walsh is 55. Both good looks. Lefties versus Urena. You like that a lot. Still very, very pricey. But some of the other ones, like Grossman's only 30. We're still talking Angels. Upton at 41, I like. Stassi at 4K. So you got some values there with those two bats in the Angels lineup. But Tigers versus Cobb. If you're not using Cobb, Badu's swinging it well. He's 25. Mazzara has been interesting. He's 24. Like, he hasn't been raking, but he's got double digits in two of his last four. He's got five or more in three of his last four. He's hit safely in four of his last five games. He's 2,400. So you got Mazzara at 24. You got Badu at 25, who's heating up. You got the Castro boys at 25. They're swinging it well. But more importantly, Candelario's 32. Grossman's still only 35. That's criminal. Like, Grossman's still cash game viable. Super, super cheap. He's one of my favorite Tigers plays daily just for his price tag alone. So he's $3,500. And then Scope's 51. It's hard for me to stomach paying that much for Scope, but he had an absolute bomb off Ohtani on Thursday. So I'm not going full Tiger stack, but just the value plays, Grossman, Mazzara, Badu, some of the Castros, you can use them to help save some cash, especially Grossman at 35. Like that one quite a bit. The Dodgers head to the desert. Dodgers versus the Arizona Diamondbacks. Trevor Bauer is 10-6 in this one. Trevor Bauer has struggled in his last few starts. He hasn't got to the 20-point mark in four or five starts. Prior to that, though, he was lethal. So maybe the sticky is there. Who knows? Strikeouts are still there. That's all that matters. He's given up runs, but he's still striking guys out. He's still going at least six innings, which is huge. And he faces a D-backs team that's striking out 26% of the time versus right-handed pitchers over the last 3 weeks. So you can definitely go to Bauer at 10-6. Hopefully he gets it figured out. Could be a nice spot. The balls of the humidor there in Arizona could help too. So Trevor Bauer at 10-6, he's in play. Not using Caleb Smith, but we can use the Dodgers bats. Betts at 62, Chris Taylor at 54, Turner at 52. They all love hitting them some lefties. Will Smith's only 43. That's a nice value catcher if you're not paying all the way up. So spots to exploit. Pujols will only be 35 as a value. Dodgers are in play. Dodgers are definitely in play. If you want to fade Bauer, you can, but I think I'll pass on that one tonight. Philadelphia at the San Francisco Giants. Cueto, Velasquez. I won't be using either pitcher, but I will be stacking the snot out of the Giants. It's going to be another warm one in San Francisco. Give me all my Giants. Posey's up to 5K. Belt's up to 5K. I like Belt a lot versus Vinny V. I was hoping he wasn't 5K, but he's a really, really, really good play in this one. You also got some other nice values. Crawford's still only 3,800. He's gotten cheaper. Lamont Wade Jr.'s 37. You got the likes of Duggar at 31, Fosler's 28. But basically, Duggar, Crawford, Belt, Wade, those are my big, big plays. And then you can throw Yastrzemski at 44 in there. Very nice value with Yastrzemski, actually. And then Posey at 5K. See what the lineup looks like. Love, love, love some of the Gigantes' value. I think they go off again on Vinny V on Friday. If you want to use some Phillies to attack Cueto, it doesn't bother me. Like Realmuto, Hoskins. It's kind of a homecoming for Hoskins. He's a Sacramento kid. It's about as close as he gets to go. So Hoskins at 46 isn't too shabby. McCutcheon's hit Cueto very well in his career. He's 39. Brad Miller's 36 if you want some value. So is Eldebel Herrera's only 32. So you can get some Phillies value if you want to game stack it. But for me, it's all about the Giants. Sprinkle in some Phillies if you want. Not going to talk you off of that one. Two more games to go here. Cincinnati Reds at the San Diego Padres. Chris Paddock for Santillan. Neither pitcher for me. Paddock pitched better his last time out, but we all know no Paddock up in this house. But I do like some Reds against Paddock. Jesse Winker's only 57. Like that one quite a bit. India with a big two-run homer on Friday, Thursday night. That ending of that game was nuts. Melanson giving up four in the top of the ninth. Padres giving up four to lose it in the bottom of the ninth. It was a crazy, crazy game. But yeah, Casty in India. Winker's in a great spot as always versus righty, but Naquin for some value. And then Joey Votto's only $3,900. That's a really nice value play for the Reds. If you're looking at the Padres side of things, though, you got Caratini with the walk-off winner. He's $2,900 versus Santillan. That's a nice spot for him. And then you got some of the usual suspects. Trent Grisham's only 43 for Santillan. That's a very nice value. Hosmer's only 49. Cronenworth 55. Cronenworth's getting pricey, but like Hosmer, Grisham, really nice value plays. A part of your normal suspects like Tatis and Machado in your San Diego stack. So the late night West Coast hammers, a lot of games to stack up on this West Coast, including the final game, Tampa Bay at Seattle, where you got Yusei Kikuchi versus Michael Walker. Kikuchi's $8,800. I'm in on that. Kikuchi's been outstanding in his last few starts. He's put up 15 or more points in eight straight starts. He has 20 or more in six of those eight. He's been outstanding, absolutely outstanding for Yusei Kikuchi. And he faces a Tampa Bay team that is striking out 21.4% of the time versus lefties, hitting .212 with a .097 ISO and an 83 WRC plus over the last 3 weeks. So give me some Kikuchi at 86. Like that one quite a bit. And then give me the bats. The Seattle bats are super cheap against Michael Wacha and then the Rays bullpen. So sign me up on this one. Like Haniger is expensive, but after Haniger, you get some plays I like a lot. JP Crawford's 34. You got Ty France is only 27. You could go to Dylan Moore if you want Ty France. 27 went deep again on Thursday. You can do there. Jake Fraley's only 3,400 bucks. He left the game on Thursday. Just keep an eye on that. But Jake Bowers is 23. Luis Torrens has been crushing it at catcher. He's 2K. You got Shed Long and Trammell are both 2,000 for Seattle. My main plays would be France with Haniger and Fraley. But then again, Moore, Shed Long, Jake Bowers, lots of ways to go with Seattle. Lots of ways. If you want to fade Kikuchi, go back to Rosarena at 47. He went deep on Friday. He's swinging it well. But Seattle stack for me in this one. All right, let's recap things for you all really quick, and we'll get up on out of here. Pitchers that I'm on tonight. You can go Trevor Bauer. You can go Corbin Burns. If I have to pick one, I'll take Trevor Bauer outside of Colorado. Definitely like that. But Robbie Ray, I like a lot. Luis Garcia is a good contrarian play. Love Jose Barrios. Love Yusei Kikuchi. So those are my main pitchers on the slate. Really not a value pitcher outside of Zach Davies at 73 that I like. Not a ton of value to like on this slate pitching-wise. But we have tons of value at bats, so you don't have to. Stacks, love. Let's go all the way to the front here. The Mets can be a little contrarian stack if you want, but really, really like Toronto versus Baltimore. That's one I will attack for sure. Love Oakland versus the Yankees. One of my favorite stacks, Oakland versus Jameson Taillon. Jump on that train. You can go back to Atlanta versus Carmart if you want. Definitely can see that. Minnesota versus Volpe is a very, very strong one as well. Houston, a nice contrarian one versus Chicago. Boston versus Coar is good. You could go contrarian with Kansas City like we talked about. Milwaukee versus Colorado, like that a ton. Dodgers are in play. Love the Giants. Could sprinkle some Phillies in there, but love the Giants. San Diego, Cincinnati, contrarian game stack right there. And then the Seattle Mariners. So Seattle I like a lot from the value standpoint. Love the Giants. Big fan of the Milwaukee one. Big, big fan of Oakland. And then Toronto and Minnesota probably right behind them. So Giants and Oakland, the Bay Area teams, probably my two favorite stacks on this slate. But come join me in Slack chat. It's free. We'll keep breaking things down throughout the day on Friday, answering questions, seeing lineups, talking trends and everything else with all the guys in there. Lots of great guys in there helping each other out win some money. So that's fun. Hit me up on Twitter at BDentric. I'll get you into that Slack chat. Also, if you'd like to see my written content at rotoballer.com on Friday, I have the premium values article. So come check out all the good stuff there. Go check out Bench with Bubba. Get your season-long fantasy baseball episode 379. Recorded on Thursday with Brock Ness Monster. Also, give a rate and review on iTunes of MLB DFS Quick Hits. And have a great week and have a great Father's Day. All the good stuff that comes with it. On a wonderful weekend. Stay cool as it is hot all over the country. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, June 18th edition in the books. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.